Democrats hope the change of guard will stimulate voter turnout, but many polling locations throughout the city have been moved, which could possibly discourage some voters. Leading the roster, current Albany City Treasurer Kathy Sheehan faces off against former city councilman Corey Ellis.
I think change is a positive thing, particularly when it comes to city government.
We can no longer have elected officials stay around for 20, 30 years, because that doesn't show change. That shows politics as usual.
Because of a steep enrollment advantage across the city, it is likely that the Democratic primary winner will be the next mayor of Albany after 20 years of Jerry Jennings. The second most watched race today is the one for city treasurer, which effectively pits Jerry Jennings against Kathy Sheehan in a proxy campaign. In May, the Albany County Democratic Committee endorsed Sheehan as Jennings' successor over Corey Ellis. The party also backed county legislator Gary Demolowitz for city treasurer. But Sheehan's camp is campaigning hand-in-hand with Darius Shanfar, banking that the Albany Law School grad will draw more votes than longtime legislator Demolowitz.
I bring a whole perspective of public and private sector experience to City Hall that they've never had or never experienced before.
I think the challenges in the treasurer's office going forward, particularly starting next year, is going to be on the management side as we implement new technologies and how to manage that properly so that we can ensure that taxpayers' money is kept safe.
Demolowitz and Shanfar are the only declared candidates in the race for chief fiscal officer, so the election will effectively be decided today. Ellis and Sheehan, meanwhile, were scheduled to gather with supporters tonight as results roll in. 9 of the city's 15 common council wards are involved in the Democratic primary. Primaries are also being held in other counties, including Columbia, Greene, Saratoga, and Schenectady. There's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.